The Sheep Inn Podcast is made possible through the courtesy of the Apollo Music Group.
Hi! It's the Sheep Inn Podcast. I'm Billy Andrews, and this is show number 5. And we're going to play songs by sheep, because we like sheep.
I want to say something. God,
you let me do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to Sheep Inn Podcast number 5.
Yes.
And this week, we're going to do something a little bit different.
What are we doing?
We're shuffling.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to let iTunes pick the songs this... I was going to say week, but we don't do the show weekly. We do it, like, by every 3 months.
We'll tell you why. We have to do a shuffle because we have to get this done really quickly. And so we're just going to go ahead and do it that way. So, relax and enjoy Sheep Inn Podcast number 5.
Yeah. We would have more if we could do it once a month, but we're only at number 5.
Okay.
And it's actually the first show of the new year, 2010.
2010, that's right. Is the music over yet?
Oh, probably.
Okay, well, let's just keep going. Okay, so yeah, this is the first show of 2010. It's March, and we're going to introduce a couple new songs. You know what? Hold on a second.
Okay. If you notice at the beginning, there was no Mary J. Pinkerton announcement.
Yeah, you need to tell them. We need to tell them what happened.
They got closed down.
Yeah, they got, like, caught doing things like...
Well, they got caught in embezzlement and selling drugs.
Selling drugs to third world countries. So we figured we can't have that. But we realized doing this ourselves is, like, way cheaper. And why not just do it ourselves?
Yeah, and it was free in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know why we needed the sponsorship, but we don't have sponsorship anymore. This is completely independent.
Independent.
Okay, so what's the first song?
The first song is called Corey... It's a long title, so I have to actually get the thing to read it off of.
Uh-huh.
It's called Curry Cons Kareen.
And it's subtitled the Wiffle Ball Song, but nobody knows why.
Yeah, and it's music and lyrics by Sador Edwards and Matthews.
Uh-huh.
And it's performed by Mike, Paul, Chris, Steve, Sador, and Trippy.
And it's almost like funk music, but not quite.
And it was originally... issued on their Of album.
Issued. It was issued.
And I think that was, their third tape?
1984.
84.
They haven't put that out yet, though, on the website.
No. They. I think they have, like, 2 of their actual CDs on the website, and they have a few albums, but they're not on there.
No. So, anyway, the first song in the Sheep Potpourri is going to be the Wiffle Ball Song.
Corey, Corey, cons, Kareen.
Thank you.
That was Curry Cons
Kareen.
Kareen. The wiffle ball song.
That's gonna go in your head all day long because that's a really cool song. I like the background. They go, it's really funny.
I wonder why they call it the wiffle ball song.
I don't know. Like I said earlier, who knows? Maybe we should, if they ever contact us, we could probably find out who.
Yeah, we still want to do interviews with them, but they still haven't, we still haven't set that up to do interviews with them, and we want to interview them.
Yeah, we need to do that. We'll do that pretty soon.
Hey, guys, we want to interview you.
Yeah, if you're listening, hey, drop us a line. Do clickety-click. Hey, we can go. Why don't we friend them on Facebook?
Maybe they don't have computers because they're old.
That could be. You know, one thing we probably should mention is the fact that they have that sheep website. It's called sheepwithme.com.
Yeah, and there's a lot of their music on there that they've made into digital files, but a lot of the stuff isn't on there that because it's still on tape.
Yeah, because Chris is a busy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the next song is called The Snood, and it's by Danny Hess. We haven't had it. I don't think we've ever played any of his stuff yet.
No, this is actually the first song from, like, his regular stuff that he didn't do with Sheep as himself.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And it was written, performed, and produced by him. And it's from the never-to-be-released LP Shelf Life.
Why do they say never-to-be-released and it's got a name?
I don't know, but it's...
We'll have to figure that out. Well, he
but it's not on the website, so it must never come out.
He hasn't put out anything in, like, 40 years, so... We need to get in his ass. I said ass. Kick his ass. Can we say that?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully we can. Okay, so here we go. Here's the new song called... Well, it's not new.
It's not new. It's from... Oh, there's not even a year on it. It's actually from an album called Samples.
Okay.
Samples 1994 to 1996. And from what I understand, this was like a hodgepodge of stuff that they were working on during those years.
Was it a potpourri?
Yeah, a potpourri.
Ooh.
And it's funny because a lot of these albums never came out. So, like, this is the only CD that these songs are actually available on.
God, it's so confusing.
I know. I need some water.
Okay.
All right, so here it is. Careful. Josh tripped over the table. I've been trying to introduce the song. It's called The Snood.
Thank you.
That was Danny Harris with The Snood.
The Snood by Danny Harris.
What the hell's a snood? Hey, wait, you can't look up stuff on the internet right now. We're trying to do the show. All right, hurry up. Well, I don't know what to talk about. I can talk about the next song while Josh looks on the internet and finds out what a snood is. The next song is called,
You know what it is?
What?
It's a little flapping skin.
What flapping skin?
The little flapping skin on a turkey's face. The thing that goes, that like a little waddle that hangs down like this. You can't see me doing this, but my finger under my nose. That's what a snood is.
This is audio, not video.
Post something up on the sheep side.
Yeah, a picture of a snood.
That would be funny.
Anybody who wants to see a snood, go to Wikipedia and look up the snood.
Yeah, just hit images.
Yeah, or they can do a Google image search for the snood.
Internet Note 101.
Maybe that was Danny's cover, was a picture of a snood for his album they never put out.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right, we got to play the next song now.
Okay, what is it?
It's called,
What's next?
It's called The Garbage Man.
What did you do just now?
I had to turn away because I had the burp and I didn't want to do it on my hair.
Like it matters.
So the next song is called, The Garbage Man. I was looking through the list of this for this tape songs and then I forgot what song I was going to play.
You're not very prepared, are you?
No, I'm a bad preparer.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's called The Garbage Man.
Puberty.
And it's
they call it puberty.
It's quite short, and apparently this introduction is longer than the actual song. This song's 54 minutes.
54 minutes? That's pretty long.
Anyway, it's by Ben Daniels.
6 minutes, he meant seconds.
Shut up. It's by Ben Daniels from the Sex and Violins album.
Spoken word.
And there's actually, it's The Garbage Man, and it says Music Box by Lillian.
Oh, cool.
So here it is.
The Garbage Man.
I bet.
The Garbage Man. Some terrorists go into malls, killing the business folks, hacking up bodies, shoving them into glad bags. Richie Cunningham's father says they are the best for heavy workloads. Naked limbs, enlarged, swollen pig ankles, salty armpits, gangrenous purple penises, bloated bellies with lint fuzz, cutting and carving. It's a dirty job, but someone has to take out the garbage. They are the garbage men. Soon they will be at a neighborhood near you. Beautify America once again. Cutting and carving heart-shaped vaginas. Rocket cocks move like the type, like the Challenger, that damn thing that fried some human steaks in space. How fun it would be to see an old, ugly, naked banker hang from a meat hook, his body dripping shit all over. There's a priceless garbage and just a plain old garbage. Oh well, let's load up. Heave-ho! Get your Tommy guns and a trash compactor, and let's clean up this town.
Well, that wasn't 54 minutes like you said.
I didn't say 54 minutes.
Yes, you did. You had listen back when it's back on you.
I meant 54 seconds.
Well, that was funny. Okay, that was The Garbage Man by Ben Daniels off the Sex and Violence Spoken Word. The next song that we have is also
that was from 1992.
What?
That's from 1992.
Okay. So, the next...
I can look it up.
God, well, you should have had it ready.
Let me look it up.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking.
You're listening to the Sheep In Podcast, number 5. Oh, listen, the sound of pages. The hills are alive. I like that movie. You ever seen The Sound of Music?
Uh-huh, I've seen it.
It's pretty cool. I like it. The songs on it are pretty cool. Okay.
It doesn't say.
Okay, there you go. All right, so the next song is... Go ahead.
No,
it's spoken
you
word.
Can say, you
it's,
can say. Go ahead, say. You can say. Go ahead, say.
Shut up! It's spoken word, just like
you know
last...
What? This show's a bit of a train wreck this month.
I agree. It's fun, though. We
are the boss.
We just got to get back on...
But go ahead and say.
We have to get back on track because it was a train wreck. Get it?
But go ahead and say.
Say what?
Say the name of the song.
The name of the...
Actually, it's a spoken word piece.
It's called Tony and the Pony. It's another spoken word piece. We've said that about 1,000 times. And it's off the Sheep for Sale album, which is probably their best album. And Chris needs to digitize it and make it available to the public because it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Right. And this is part...
This is... It's just like shoved
into the... It's called puberty.
It's called... What? Anyway, it's always called Tony the Pony, and it's by the brothers John Wilson and Steve Wirth. And I don't know where they came up with this, but apparently they think it's funny. It's kind of funny.
Well, it's weird, though. It's probably from some play or something.
Yeah, we'll have to find out exactly what it's from.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Let's Tony the Pony.
John Steve!
Right now. Play it.
There once was a boy named Tony who wanted a pony. So he goes up to his papa and he says, "Papa, may I have a pony?" And his papa says, "No, Tony, you may not have a pony." So he goes up to his mama and he says, "Mama, may I have a pony?" And his mama says, "No, Tony, you may not have a pony." He gets the pony anyhow.
That was kind of stupid.
Where did they get that?
I don't know. Well, at least he got the pony.
That's true. Yeah, Tony got the pony anyhow.
Yeah, but it was kind of stupid.
That's weird.
Okay, but you know what? It was kind of stupid, but at the same time, it was kind of interesting.
It was very interesting.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have put it on the show.
Well, actually, it's because it was picked by Shovel.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because Shovel picked it.
We got kind of lazy on the show. But, the next one's going to be all professional with sound effects and stuff. And so we're going to do it right the next time. But, just get along with it. We got about a month or so to listen to this one.
Sound effects? Don't lie to people.
I just want to make them want to listen to the next one.
Okay. No, the next song is by Chris Matthews.
Oh, cool. And this is called... My Heart Was Beating Hard. The first album off his Knuckle Sandwiches album. The song rocks pretty hard. It's pretty neat. I like it.
It's from 1988, and everything on this song is played by Chris.
Because it's on a Chris Matthews song.
Yeah.
Albums.
Yeah, yeah. Album. For some reason, he doesn't let anybody else play on his albums. He's kind of stingy.
Who does he think he is?
He's kind of stingy.
I'll say.
No one else
was on that Snood song, though.
Well, that's true. But I've looked at other Danny's tapes, and he's had other people on it. And Rob's had other people on his albums. And Chris Jeff has had other people on his albums. And that guy John has other people on his albums. And
I get it.
And then Chris is like, "No, I'll just do it myself."
You don't like him, do you?
He doesn't answer his emails.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Anyway, no, Chris, I do like your songs, and you can play it all yourself if you want. And please be my friend.
You're weird.
Anyway, so here's My Heart Was Beating
Hard
by Chris Matthews.
Water live and end up choking on it.
Choked on it.
That's funny.
Oh, that hurts.
So that's kind of an example of sound effects I want on the next edition.
You want people drinking and choking?
That's funny.
That's not funny. It's gonna happen to me.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was
My Heart Is Beating Hard by Chris Matthews.
Off the Knuckle Sandwiches album.
1988.
That's their first song on the album, and it's really good. You should check the rest of it out. It's a good album.
Yeah, it's a good album. But, you know, my favorite Chris Matthews album is If I Had a Hanger.
That's good, too. Yeah. You know, we should do a spotlight on him sometime. Maybe that'll get him to email us.
And be an interviewee.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. Okay. You know, we need to... Which part of the show? You're listening to Sheep in Podcast.
Oh, and it's time for Email Corner.
Email Corner. I just made that up.
Yeah, we really need like a real theme. Maybe your brother can make us an email theme.
Well, I'm learning how to play guitar, so maybe next time we can do that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so here's our emails. We don't have any.
Nobody emailed us this time. Not even that
Omega Man 45.
Omega Man 45 dude. Maybe he died or something.
Maybe. But he didn't even. Maybe we didn't make any mistakes in our last show, so he didn't bother to email us to point out our mistakes that we might have made in the last show.
Or maybe he went to another country and was like, you know, taking care of the poor.
Maybe. That'd be good.
That'd be good. Yeah. They say it's good to do stuff like that.
Okay. So we don't have any emails. I guess nobody listens to the show.
If you do, and you want to drop us a line, or email us at
thesheepin@gmail.com. Even if you hate the show, email us.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah,
we hate you, too.
Yeah, we'll read them if you like it or hate it, right?
Well, we've got suggestions. You know, we're open to that.
Yeah, we won't listen to them, but we're open.
That's right. Okay, the next song is called 100 pounds.
So that closes the email. So that closes the email corner. Okay. So the next song is 100 pounds of clay by Steve Worth.
This is like a copy of the same song, but I don't think I've ever heard it. But this is pretty cool. It's not very long. We're playing kind of short songs because I guess that's what Shuffle does. Short songs.
Maybe, and it gives us more time to talk. Because people like that better. They want to hear us more.
I don't. I like the songs better.
Oh, yeah, me too. Anyway, it's guitar by Danny Hess, and it's from
Mother's Cabinet, which is a single.
Yeah, it's like a 3-CD. Not a 3-CD.
3-CD? That's a box set.
A 3-song CD. And it's from the summer of 1995.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a...
Let's play 100 pounds of clay.
I was like, I was out. 2, 3, 4.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today because I know what's missing." And he rolled his big sleeve up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lots of loving for a man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we just heard 100 pounds of clay.
I don't think they were done yet. Couldn't you hear them talking in the background? You started too soon.
Oh, it's so loud you can't hear it.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
100 pounds of clay by Steve Worth and Danny. Yes.
And that was
on guitar.
That was a copy of
that old song.
Of the old song. And it's a funny version. Okay, next up is
Grumbleface.
He's got the book right on top of the mic so we can see it.
Yeah. We have like a book of notes so we can tell people what songs. And this is called Grumbleface
by
Ghetto Girl from Out of
a
One
Song?
No, what album is it from, dumbass?
You can't be doing that because people aren't going to think... They're calling each other names and stuff. People aren't going to think you're funny.
Idiot.
Okay. And it's called One Body Into Another by Ghetto
Girl. No, that's not even what it's called. It's not called Of One Body. It's called Out of One Body and Into Another.
Bossy Bessie. Bossy Bessie.
Jerky Josh. Jerky Josh.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is. And it's from 1994... And it's produced by Jeff and Chris, and it's sung by Jeannie, which makes more sense to have get a girl with a girl singer.
Be a real girl, and the song is kind of sad. It's like a flashback. Like, let's go back to your childhood, that type of thing. And it's got all a bunch of people like doing guest insults and stuff.
Yeah, everything is played by Chris. Not Chris. Oh, Chris played hi-hat and percussion, so that was not a mistake.
No.
And everything is played by Jeff, and it says guest insults, by Lillian, Danny, John, Mike, Chris, and Jeff.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it's track number 11.
Crumbleface by Ghetto Girl.
Oh my God, there's 23 songs on this album.
Oh my God.
Let's play them all.
No, we can do that sometime, though. We should do a Ghetto Girl spotlight show, but we have to have Jeff email us or interview. We interview him.
Yeah, Jeff, email us to be interviewed, please.
Oh,
Okay, this is called Back Announcing, and that song was called... fuck, let me try that again. What is it called? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, what I'm doing right now is called Back Announcing. That's what they say on the radio, called Back Announcing, when you announce the song that was just on. That was Crumble Face by Ghetto Girl featuring Jeannie on vocals, and that's a pretty dark song.
Yeah, it's very serious. We need to... it's kind of sad.
Yeah, so we're going to play a Rob Perrone song to try to like bring things back up to funny again.
Because Rob never writes sad songs. He kind of writes silly songs.
Yeah, and it's always really cool. So this is off one of his first albums called Rafus Kukulatus.
It's actually his first album, not one of them. It's actually the first album.
Oh, for some reason I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
But he calls them the Morticians still, right? But they weren't mad. They were just Morticians at the time. Right.
I think so, but they might have been mad. But, yeah, on the liner notes, it just says the Morticians, and it says who's on the album. But on this particular song, it's I'm positive it's just Rob playing.
Right, and it's like a little takeoff on what happens to Rob, because Rob used to, you know, do a lot of crazy stuff, and this is a song celebrating the crazy stuff that he did.
Yeah, Rob's very silly. So this is called Do the Wob, and it's autobiographical song about himself.
Right, and then I think that sometime in the future we should play the other version, because like somebody made like a tribute album to Rob, and there's really cool versions of
that song. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. It doesn't matter, I'm done. You just go right ahead there, Billy.
Okay, I will. Anyway,
Bossy
we already played a song off the tribute album. They know about the tribute album because we played the April and Rick song off the tribute album.
I'm just reminding them then.
That was on the tribute album. We got to play the Danny Hess version one night.
Right.
But we don't want to play it now because we don't play the same song twice.
Well, we might, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. Do the Wob by Rob Perrone and the Mad Morticians.
Okay, that was good.
From 1985.
Oh, no.
I lost me spoon.
I've heard that before. First you take that beer and down it real good. Then you take that hit like a good boy should. Do the wob. Do the wob. So ladies, pray to me I'm playing. Do the wob. Friday night, turn the TV on. Name that piece and eat it like a bomb. Do the wob. Board, grab your guitar, sit right down and write a silly song. Do the wob. Do the wob. The ladies play the me out of phase. Do the wob. Up at 8, open that gate, open that more now, don't be late. Do the wob. Do the wob. The latest place to be out of place. Do the wob. Now don't be shy and don't be dazed. Dig the sissies and be out of phase. Do the wob.
Rob Perrone, and I like this song because it's really funny.
I got some carrots. You want some carrots?
Yeah, I'll have some carrots. And you know what, though? It wasn't recorded very well.
There's a lot of hiss and stuff in it.
Yeah, it might have been when, you know, back in the 80s when, you know, the equipment wasn't as good.
Right. Okay, I'm carrots. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's stuck in your teeth?
No, it's going to crack my tooth on the carrot.
No way.
What a jerk.
You call me dentist.
You believe anything I tell you.
Shut up, I don't.
You do too.
Why'd you say that? Because
I'm... Are you choking?
Okay, this is the Sheep In Podcast. Brought to you by
You know what?
What?
What? it's hard to talk when you're eating carrots. I probably shouldn't eat while we're talking.
Let's wait for the songs to be
out. Let's see what drew the song.
I was hungry, though. Okay, the next song, you dropped your carrot.
I did not.
Okay, the next song is called Limpy the Clown by John Wilson and Rick Sands.
Signs.
Signs.
I think it's signs.
Well, it's spelled Sands.
I'm just guessing. Okay. Anyway, it's about Limpy the Clown.
Apparently.
And Limpy's not a very nice clown, apparently.
Most clowns are. They're kind of frightening.
I'm scared of clowns.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
Aren't you done with your carrot yet?
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's gonna swallow into the microphone.
Wait a minute. Okay. It's called Limpy the Clown by Rick and John, and it's from an as-yet unknown group. No, wait. I read it wrong. It's from an as-yet unnamed group from an as-yet unnamed LP.
That happens a lot with the Sheep People.
Yeah, it's from that Samples album again we talked about earlier.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. You should go on the website, www.sheepwithme.com, and listen to it. I think it's posted on there.
Yeah. It doesn't say what year it was from, but the samples say these were recorded between 94 and 96, so it must be about...
I would say 95, because it's right in the middle.
What was your first clue?
I'm going to have another carrot.
Okay. So this is Limpy the Clown by John and Rick.
The clown who loved the children so, always selling them heroin. One day he tried a bit, but he didn't like it, so he switched to morphine. Hey there, a pound of cocaine. He wound up on the floor, lying there and turning blue. He was dead as a doornail. Hey there, dead clown. He's very far away in the clown graveyard.
Steve.
That's not by Steve. It's by John and Rick.
I was getting ahead of myself here. Sorry.
You know, sometimes you're just an idiot.
You know what? I don't... You know what? After this is over, I'm going to kick your ass. I mean it. You're laughing. It's not true.
You haven't been able to yet.
That's because you weigh 1,000 pounds, fatty.
You know why? Because I run faster than you.
No, you weigh. That's true. You go on the street and you go.
Okay. That was Olympia Clown. You know, I think that was my favorite song off the show so far.
That's pretty good. I like that song. I like the harmonica on it. It's really cool.
Yeah, it kind of lightened up the tone of it at the end.
But what is Olympia putting cocaine in his needle? That's crazy.
Well, how would you know?
Well, you know, I watch Cops.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we watch Cops. We know everything. We watch Cops.
That's right. Okay, the next tune.
I love it when they arrest Pat Drunk Guy. That's my favorite part.
That was so funny. And the lady goes, don't hurt him. He's a good man.
But I love him. Don't arrest him.
Ah, that's funny. That's America. It's finest.
Okay, back to the show. That was... We'll talk about Cops on our Cops podcast, maybe.
Maybe there's some sheep songs about Cops.
I don't think so.
Oh, there might be.
I don't think so. Anyway, so the next song is from the same album.
Yeah, it's from Samples. Well, the reason why this happened because we had iTunes Shuffle, and we picked like the best ones that were on there, and that's how we programmed the show. And so apparently it likes the Samples album.
Yeah, because it's like the third song you got from there.
Right. And this is another crazy song called Stagger Lee. And that was like a song. It's a really old song.
So I think it's from the 50s.
Yeah, but it's really older than that, too. The legend is like from the 1800s. I read about it on Wikipedia.
You read everything.
I believe it, too. So anyway, this was recorded...
By Jeannie, and it's Steve Worth singing again, and Danny.
No, Danny's singing, and Steve Worth is going, you'll hear it, you'll hear it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So this is more comedy relief. This is the Sheep in Podcast.
Now, this is lighting up from the Limpy the Clown depressing song.
Yeah, this is the Sheep.
Because the poor clown.
He won't let me announce.
The poor clown died.
It doesn't matter. Sheep in Podcast.
You don't want the poor clown to die.
I do. This is a stereo mic. We're listening to Booker T and the MJ. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I've been drinking that medicated orange juice. Take it easy. Take it easy. Yeah.
No, Danny. We're going to Denny's.
I'm getting a little clear drink.
Clear drink. Go Steve Worth! Go Steve Worth! Go to Danny Steve Worth! Right now!
Steve, shoes! See ya!
Shoes! Shoes! Steve, shoes!
Steve, shoes!
He's recording while he's putting on his shoes.
Like Ringo Starr said.
Tumbling down. I was standing in the corner. With the staggerly, where's this part isn't even going. Oh, it is. With the Armstrong in the dirt. Staggerly, hat Billy. Here's the 10-gallon hat. Played the pool and he said that was that. A little loud though. Staggerly. Don't you want that little hat? And you better not give me what my brand new Cadillac. Said Billy, don't you drink my big orange drink, or I'm gonna suck you into the pool with a man in the hat. Go.
Is there a verse now?
Sammy! Just as pissed off as he can be. And he's got the cue and beat the shit out of him. Sammy! Told me you better leave my mind alone. Because I don't even like what you have to say.
Go, Sammy!
completely out of control, Dad. Maybe it's that medicated orange juice he was talking about. Maybe that makes him crazy.
I know, that's so crazy. He's like screaming at the top of his lungs.
That was that was funny.
Okay, that was Stay Away in case you couldn't figure
that out. I think that wins funny song of the show.
Funny song, yeah.
Funniest.
It sounds like something we could do, though. We could just go, la, 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 la.
Oh, anybody can scream. Okay, well, we're going to, this is our last song of the show.
Last song of the Sheep In Podcast, number 5.
On, what's the date today? It's March 3rd, 2010. Anyway, so the last song is called Jungle.
And it's by, and he doesn't have, he's turning the pages, he doesn't know.
I don't have my notes ready, so Josh is going to talk while I get the notes.
Okay, Sheep In Podcast, this is what this is, and next week we're going to feature...
We don't do weekly.
Oh, you're right, next edition.
Yeah, we might as well say edition, yeah. Since we can't do monthly, apparently.
Well, yeah, my mom doesn't leave. It's best that we do this when my mom is gone. She's going to be back pretty soon. Because, like, if she heard all the stuff that we were doing with the drug references and stuff like that, we wouldn't be able to do it anymore. He's flipping the pages. Flip page. God, I'm hungry. Wait, you want some more carrots?
But during this song, because I can't talk
anymore. I found it. There it is, Jungle. Right here.
Yeah, it says music by Billy May. Who's Billy May?
I don't know. And
what if that's a friend of theirs?
And Moises Vavengo.
What if that's friends of theirs?
I don't know who that is.
Anyway, it's the only people on it is Chris and Jeff, and it's from the Out of One Body and Into Another, which is what Crumbleface was from.
That's right.
By Ghetto Girl. And it was from...
It's from Out of One Body and Into Another.
I meant the year.
Oh.
1994.
Okay, cool.
So, Jungla.
Jungla.
By Ghetto Girl. Now. The computer to come over to the microphone, so yeah. He runs a lot, and I'm always just sitting here.
I know, that's all you do.
That song was just weird.
I know, it was like all these weird noises.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
This is the Sheep Weird Noises show.
Yeah, we kind of played a lot of odd songs this time around.
I'd love to see what happens next time.
Maybe next time we'll play the serious side of Sheep.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the end of the show this time around. Okay. And I guess we'll see you in 3 months.
No, it'll be 3 months. Okay, where's the credits at?
We want to...
Okay. Oh, thank sheep.
Thanks, sheep.
Thanks, sheep. Thanks for letting us use this, sheep. We like your music, sheep, so we hope this is helping promote it. Okay, next is mention website.
We haven't got any emails, so we don't know if anybody's actually listening to it.
No.
Probably the sheep guys are listening to it, but we haven't heard from them at all because we don't know if they're listening to
it. Holidays and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, mention website.
Website.
Website. sheep.
Mention email.
Email.
We're reading our notes to what to do at the end of the show.
Right.
That's what they say.
Okay, the website is...
Mention copyright.
Copyright?
All right, let's do it for real now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we want to thank Sheep for letting us use all their music, but we don't have all their music because we only got... from a list I got in the email, there's like 80 albums they made between Sheep and themselves.
You know, that's a lot of albums.
And yeah, but it was funny because underneath the email, it said that we consider listenable. So I guess there's a lot of them that just like they wouldn't even
That's a lot of albums. That's a lot of albums.
Yeah. But we got from the tapes that we were able to get and transfer and then the CDs, we were able to get at least 60 of them.
That's right.
And so we got a lot of stuff to play, so we have a few more shows
and
to
do. At your own leisure time, you can listen to the music at sheepwithme.com.
Yeah, and then tune into our show, because we'll play stuff that's not on the website.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Art, if you want to email us, because you want to email us, if you want to email us, you can email us. It's, what is it?
thesheepin@gmail.com. Please email us. We don't get any email at all.
God, you sound like a whiny little bitch. Okay, now, copyright.
You can't say bitch on a podcast, but...
I did.
I did too.
Copyright 2010 Apollo Music Group.
And that's the end.